Shout a louder hallelujah. If you know the Lord is going to bless you wonderfully today, shout the loudest hallelujah. Now sing this song loud and clear. Power must change hands in my life.
No matter what the devil may say.
Hallelujah.
Power must change hands in my life.
Hallelujah.
No matter what the devil may say.
In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name,
hallelujah.
Power must change hands in my life.
Hallelujah.
No matter what the devil may say.
Sing it again loud and clear.
Power must change hands in my life.
Hallelujah.
No matter what the devil may say.
Hallelujah.
Power must change hands in my life.
Hallelujah.
No matter what the devil may say.
In Jesus' name.
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 You to sing like David sang and dance like David sang. Dance now. Let your voice roar like thunder as you sing praises unto the Lord. Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
I said, who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Jehovah turns my life around.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah turns my life around.
Hallelujah. He makes a way where there is a way. Jehovah has the final say.
I said, who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Who has the final say?
Jehovah turns my life around.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah turns my life around.
Hallelujah.
He makes a way where there is a way. Jehovah has the final say.
Ki ha le danemo.
Jehovah le danemo.
Ki ha le danemo. Hallelujah.
Jehovah shunt, babi, obien.
Hallelujah.
If pressure fell, I will hear the bar. Jehovah, the Daniel Moe.
I am moving forward.
I am moving forward. For the Lord is on the throne. I am moving forward. I am moving forward. I am moving forward.
Hallelujah.
I am moving forward.
Hallelujah.
I am moving forward.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord is on the throne. I am moving forward. I am moving forward. I am moving forward.
Hallelujah.
Jove do la ba.
Hallelujah.
Jove do la ba.
Hallelujah.
Seigneur Jesus on throne. Jove do la ba. Jove do la ba. Jove do la ba.
Hallelujah.
Jove do la ba.
Hallelujah.
Jove do la ba.
Hallelujah.
Seigneur Jesus on throne. Jove do la ba. Jove do la ba. Jove do la ba.
Jove do la ba.
Jove do la ba.
Jove do la ba.
Jove do la ba.
Blessing no matter blessing no matter I am moving forward.
I am moving forward.
I am moving forward.
I am moving forward.
Nobody can stop me.
I am moving forward.
Nobody can stop me.
I am moving forward.
Nobody can stop me.
I am moving forward.
Calling me the go. Jehovah calling me the go.
Oh, that
man will praise the Lord.
Oh, that man who praise the Lord. Oh, that man who praise the Lord. For his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men, to the children of men. For his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men, to the children of men. He has broken the gates of brass.
Hallelujah.
And cut the bars of iron in sunder. He has broken the gates of brass. And cut the bars of iron in sunder.
He has broken the gates of brass.
He has broken the gates of brass.
Hallelujah.
And cut the bars of iron in sunder. He has broken the gates of brass. And cut the bars of iron in sunder.
He has broken
the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder.
Oye guru mili yandaye, olu mu bukoche.
Oye guru mili yandaye, yandaye. Oye guru mili yandaye, olu mu bukoche. 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 Oye guru mili yandaye, olu mu bukoche.
Oni shara, oni shella. Oni shara la loru wa.
Oni shara.
Yes.
Oni shaya.
Yes.
Oni shara la loru
wa. Wa wa wa.
Otolu pala mi se ya.
Wa 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 wa.
Otolu
wa wa te se
ya.
Wa 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 wa.
Otolu
wa wa te se
ya.
Oni se ya no.
Oni
se ara se.
Oni
yo kuni de.
Ota
ju a fesu. Ota kanda gomo.
Ota
lo la ra da.
Ota
wa ni de. You have been in your work, Father, perfect your work. You have been in your work in my life, Father, perfect your work. You have been in your work.
You have been in your work.
Hallelujah.
Father, perfect your work.
Hallelujah.
Tu as commencé ton nom, 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 tu as comm
Give me the one who gives.
Give me the one who gives.
Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads for prayers. Father, we thank you once again for a time like this. We thank you because you have come to help your people. We thank you for your power, which is the greatest power. We thank you for your power, which is the absolute power. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, in this deliverance service, let your people experience the touch of God in the name of Jesus. Let your power fall upon your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the glory of God overshadow their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. At the end of this meeting, you shall be a conqueror, and you shall pursue your pursuers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is a deliverance service. But listen very carefully so that you can know what you are going to deal with. Let me speak to you for a few minutes on what I call the breeding ground of evil arrows. If you like, you can call it the harrow incubators. Those who incubate arrows. And as I continue to speak tonight, as I continue to speak right now, where you are, any arrow the enemy has planted within you, as I continue to speak now, shall depart in the name of Jesus. The arrow incubators, the breeding ground of evil arrows. When you say incubator, what does it mean to incubate? It means to seed on eggs and keep the eggs warm until the young birds come out. It means to be holding in one's body an infection which is going to develop into a disease. It's already in the body. It's about to develop into a disease. So an incubator keeps eggs very warm until they hatch. The tragedy is that there are so many people incubating evil arrows. An arrow is a dangerous spiritual weapon fired for evil purposes. Even men in the physical, they have perfected the use of arrows. That the sizes of arrows, they are no longer important. Men have learned to even put poison at the tip of arrows. in order to destroy. I could remember as a small boy in our village in those days, the first time I will see a dead elephant, the elephant was shot dead by a hunter using a tiny arrow. That tiny arrow brought down the big elephant. Beloved, there are spiritual arrows operating day and night and causing havoc day by day. A lot of people land in the hospital after receiving arrows of darkness. Let me read quite a few scriptures to let you know about what I'm talking about. In Psalm 91 verse 5, which I'm sure we all know. Psalm 91 verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Arrows that fly by day. And in Psalm 11 verse 2. Psalm 11 verse 2. So for lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. And if Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Beloved, whether we like it or not, evil arrows fly about day and night. We cannot stop them flying about until Jesus comes. But we can protect ourselves. We can send back evil arrows. We can pray for spiritual surgery to take them out. There are plenty of reasons the enemy fires arrows at people. To kill, to destroy, to slow down progress, to steal, to hide the identity of the enemy who does not want you to know who he or she is. To confuse, to introduce slow poison. When an arrow is fired against a believer, four things can take place. When an evil arrow is fired against a believer, four things can take place. One, it can bounce back and go back to the sender. Two, it can enter in and begin to stay there to carry out evil activity. Three, it can pass through the body, leaving a hole or an injury, creating a spiritual injury in the person. Four, it can keep following the person until the opportunity comes when the arrow will now enter into the person. There is no physical medicine that can remove spiritual arrows. But the joy of the matter is this. The position of the Bible for the believer is very clear. In Isaiah chapter 54. Verse 17. Let's see our position as believers. I'm going to spend some time on that one. So you know you have a right to command evil arrows to go back to where they came from. The position of the Bible is very clear. Isaiah 54:17. So, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. No weapon whether it's arrow, whether it's not arrow, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness of me, said the Lord. That scripture says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's why I know that anyone here today, and the enemy is firing arrows against you, as you shout a sevenfold amen, the arrows shall go back to the senders in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 In Psalm 105, verse 15, Psalm 105, verse 15, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. That's the position of scripture for us. In Psalm 125, verse 3, Psalm 125 verse 3. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands into iniquity. That's the position of scripture. In Psalm 37 verse 16. Psalm 37 verse 16. See what the Bible is saying about us. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many wicked. Then in Psalm 34 verse 7. Psalm 34 verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivered them. That's what the Bible says. And the same Proverbs chapter 3 verse 24. Proverbs 3:24. Proverbs 3:24. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. But it is sad to note, in spite of our position in Christ, in spite of the position the Almighty has put us, it is sad to know that the arrows of the wicked hunters, they prosper in many lives today. A lot of people are unconsciously incubating arrows. The devil is using this opportunity to pump spiritual poison into the life of people. You know, the hunter may fire an arrow from a long distance. So arrows can come from far country, from anywhere. The hunters will be expecting the effect of that arrow. The enemy may be monitoring the person to see what happens to the arrows. They may ordain arrows for a particular person, in which case the arrows keep following the person until there is space to attack the person. This is where you have to listen carefully now. There are signs to recognize the presence of wicked arrows in a life. Number one, sudden physical weakness and sickness. Command the arrows to go back to the center. Number two, sudden love for sinful things you had once rejected. Something you have rejected.
Oh no, you
just started falling in love with it again. Three, trouble starting in a life after you've had a particular dream.
It's
an arrow. Four, sudden lack of interest in spiritual things. You used to be on fire for God, now you find that you're no longer on fire, an arrow has entered into your liver. Five things running around the body. This is a strange problem these days. Things just moving about in the body. Six. See, heat in the head, heat in organs of the body like the womb and the chest. Seven, feeling suddenly lifeless. Person was full of life before. All of a sudden, he begins to feel lifeless. I'm praying for anyone here now that is going through any of these symptoms mentioned. Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. 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 Number eight. Friendly and helpful people to you just become instant enemies. Now, diseases that defy medical diagnosis. They can't understand what it is. All tests showed nothing. Ten. Stubborn disobedience to good advice. Somebody's advice to you are stubbornly disobedient. It's an arrow of darkness to destroy that person. 11. He's feeling that you have arrived spiritually, you don't need any help anymore. It's an arrow. 12. Unteachable attitudes. When they say don't do this, don't do that, you now become totally unteachable. 13. Obedient children suddenly turning disobedient. It's an arrow of darkness. And therefore I stand as a prophet of the Most High God. And I decree that any arrow of disobedience that has entered into the child of anyone here, the arrows must go back to the senders in the name of Jesus. 14. The sudden big loss in your business that has not suffered any loss before. It's an arrow into that business. 15. It's your customers or those who patronize you running away to other people. 16. Making sudden and constantly costly mistakes. These are evidences that a wicked arrow has been fired. And that arrow is carrying out its evil assignment. It is time for you, beloved, to resign from the post of an arrow incubator. Your life is supposed to incubate good things and not arrows. But the big truth is that many of us really need to repent. What are the qualifications of arrow incubators? What makes you a breeding ground for the arrows of darkness? One, lukewarmness. The Bible says in Revelation 3 verse 15, Revelation 3 verse 15, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I will thou wert hot or cold. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Lukewarmness. And once God spits a person out, the person becomes an easy target to arrows, to all the weapons of the enemy. The person becomes an object to be trampled upon by the serpent and scorpions of darkness. So the first group of arrow incubators, who will have arrows incubating in their bodies, those who are lukewarm. Two, carelessness with the opposite sex. It incubates arrows. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. 1 Corinthians 6, 18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. And the Bible also tells us to flee from all appearance of evil. Show me a man who is careless with the opposite sex. I will show you a man who is a ready incubator for the arrows of darkness. Three is anger that makes people incubate arrows. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9. Ecclesiastes 7, 9. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry. Ecclesiastes 7, 9. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry. For anger rested in the bosom of fools. The Bible describes people who lose their temper, who get angry, as fools, because they endanger their own lives. Four is the fearful. It's fearful. Job in the Bible could not be penetrated by the devil until he created an opening through fear. In Job chapter 3, verse 25. Job 3:25. Say, for the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. So fear open the room for the arrows that plagues Job. Five is prayerlessness. The Bible says, watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. Prayerlessness will lead to temptation. Six is lacking the fire of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That power comes upon you. The fire of God comes upon you. A worm, an insect, cannot put his bed in the fireplace. It's too hot. Seven, keeping malice. Keeping malice. The Bible says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. Eight is doubters. The Bible says, if you lack wisdom, ask. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. Say, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed here and there. A doubter receives nothing. Nine, is those who engage in worry and anxiety. Worry and anxiety. The Bible says in John chapter 14 verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe in me also. Those who always get worried and anxious, they are easy target for the arrows of darkness. 10. Refusal or being too shy or cowardly to use your talents and gifts for God. It will expose you to arrows of darkness. 11. Any clear disobedience to God's word. You are clearly disobeying God. It will expose you to the arrows of darkness. And finally, incomplete deliverance. Once your deliverance is not complete, the enemy keeps using that open door you've left to be attacking your life. All these things that I've enumerated to you, they are fertilizers for wicked arrows. They are characters for arrow incubators. I want to plead with you seriously. Do not leave this meeting without chasing out every arrow of oppression that has entered into your life. And if the arrows have already entered, it's just like the fire physical bullet into somebody and it's still in the person's body. A surgical operation is in there to get it out. We must request for that heavenly surgery today. This morning, a money for five things. A money for repentance, number one. Number two, a money for pulling out the enemy's arrows. Number three, a money for nullifying and healing the effect of these arrows. Number four, say money for sending back evil arrows back to the senders. And number five, say money for making a covenant with the Lord. A lot of people have suffered from these evil arrows of darkness, and they need to aggressively send it back to the senders. The Bible says that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. The violent take it by force. Rise to your feet now. And all eyes closed. But you see, if you're in this program and you're not born again, and you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, do so right now. By saying what I'm going to say after me. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now, Lord Jesus. Come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you said that short prayer with me, I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for our children who have surrendered their lives to Jesus in this program. Keep them standing by your power. Lay your hands of fire and power upon them. Anoint them by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 It is time now to pray. These are not gentlemen's prayers. They are prayers to pray with your body, soul, and spirit. They are prayers to command the enemies to lose their hold. They are prayers the enemy will not like to listen to or to hear. Right there where you are, bow down your heads. Ask the Lord to forgive you of any sin that will keep any arrow of darkness in place. Talk to the Lord now. Talk to the Lord now. Talk to the Lord now. All eyes closed. With a voice that roars like fire and like thunder. Say, I fire burn! Every hour! Jesus. Open your mouth and cry. Jesus is here. Something must happen in your life today. Fire it back. That's why you are here.
Aha.
This is not the day to negotiate. Louder.
Okay, bones. Okay.
We are not here to play. Okay.
I want to badura ni.
I fire back. Every arrow of
witchcraft.
In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesus.
Aha.
Benny.
Aha.
Benny.
You see what is happening now?
Ben, I want to celebrate.
See what is happening now?
I want to celebrate.
That's right.
Odarabe.
Say, arrows of reproach. Arrows of embarrassment. Arrows of limitation. Can you shout those three arrows
loud?
Sisters, your voices are not loud enough. Everybody together now. Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Yes, Ribo Soponte Kayabo Shantaraba
Marab.
Just Benny.
In Jesus' name we pray.
I don't know
who this prayer is for, but I recommend that you pray.
Say
tongues. Soaked in charms against
me.
Can you shout it with boiling anger? Catch fire! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say those tongues are blazed. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Powers assigned to multiply my problems. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray it louder. Any power assigned to multiply my problems. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus' name we pray. Say every gathering of my mockers. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Gathering of my mockers. Powers mocking my life. Let them be scattered. Let them be scattered. Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu lagbadura.
Witchcraft projections. Isipo pada je into my dreams.
Sinu ala mi.
Can I hear the sisters shouting this?
Eje nkoko wara bi nko wa ni nko kigbere.
Brothers, let me hear you shouting it loud. Everybody together now. What are you waiting for?
Kilo
there. In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Deal with the witchcraft projections. Yes, Benny. In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu lagbadura.
That is a word of prophecy attached to this next prayer.
There
are plenty of people here this morning that this prayer, this your destiny is waiting for this particular prayer
point.
And it will be a tragedy if you do not strike when the iron is very hot. Shout this louder than anyone around you. Where is the God of Isaac?
Nipo ni Olorun Isaac wa.
Can you shout it loud?
E ki pere lo rara.
Ale!
Dide!
Make me laugh!
Pa mi le re.
In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Call on the God of Isaac.
E ke pe Oluwa Olorun Isaac.
In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu. Ni oruko Jesu lagbadura.
I'll stop you because things have already happened. And I want you to be a partaker. Shout this again. Where is the God of Isaac?
Nipo ni Olorun Isa.
Multiply my laughter. Open your mouth and say it loud and clear. Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu lagbadura.
Shout this without any apology.
Ekipele la woju enikeni.
Coffin of darkness.
Bosi okuku.
A sign against me.
Toyo lo disi mi.
Swallow your sender.
Be awon to run.
In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Command it to swallow its sender.
E pase ko bi awon to run.
In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Jesus.
Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu lagba adura.
That is a prayer we are going to pray now.
Adura kan wa ta o gba nisin.
But if you are in this meeting today,
sugbon te ba nbe ninu ipade loni,
you just notice that in a mysterious way.
Eko kiyesi pe le ona ti o ye eniyan.
Very mysterious.
Ona ti o ye eniyan rara rara.
Your business just went down.
Owo yi o kan dori kodo.
Be on your knees.
Kesi wa lori ekun yi.
And pray like you have never prayed before. Pray with holy and mad anger against those powers. Everybody will shout this prayer loud. Don't let anybody's voice overshadow your voice. Arrows! Fired against my staff of bread. Somebody is not angry enough in this
prayer.
Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Recover your business. Recover your business. In the name of Jesus. This is not a money to negotiate.
Owuro teniyan du no dura ko le eleyi.
Ma potesta telika. Riba sapanda kaya moshenta. Fire now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say any satanic anointing.
If for your Satan is
speaking against me. Let your voice be louder than that. Dry up. In the name of Jesus. Any satanic anointing speaking against me. Command that anointing to dry up. Dry up. Something is going on here. Just recover your business. Recover what the enemy has stolen from you. Recover them now. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Lay your right hand upon your head now. And shout this loud and clear. Garment of this grace.
I saw you
catch fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Garment of disgrace, catch fire.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu lagba adura.
Shout this loud and clear again.
E kigbele lohun to ja.
Powers.
Eyin agbara.
Circulating my name for evil.
To foruko
mi wa. Jesus.
Continue. In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agba.
Arrows! Eyin ofa insulting my faith.
Tori igbagbo mi fin.
Can you shout that loud?
I le go so that can we.
Backfire!
Etapa.
In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Jesus is here.
Jesus is here.
Aha, that's it. That's how to do it. In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbade.
Thank you, Jesus.
I say, Jesus.
Continue. In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agba.
Arrows! Eyin ofa insulting my faith.
Tori igbagbo mi fin.
Can you shout that loud?
I le go so that can we. Ni oruko Jesu.
Jesus is here.
Jesu nbe ni.
Aha, that's it. That's how to do it. Jesus, then we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbade.
Arrows of envious enemies.
Eyin ofa ota onilara.
Backfire!
Eta.
In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
The arrows of envious enemies.
Ofa ota onilara.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, you, Jesus.
Covenants.
Majemu.
Behind the battles fighting me.
Power need your damage.
Break.
Fall.
By the blood of Jesus. Can I hear the sister shouting it? I wish the sisters can do better than that. Brothers, can I hear you roaring like thunder?
Yes.
I want you to put a military force on that break. Can I hear you shouting it again? Covenant! Open your mouth and begin to pray. Ribos upon the Kayabashenta Rabasa.
Thank you, Jesus. Before we continue the prayers, please bring out your tithes and offering for this meeting. And if you like to pray your first fruit too, you can label it first fruit. Father, we thank you for the tithes and the offering at the first fruit. Let your power fall upon it to bless your people mightily. Lay your hands upon their life in a new way. In Jesus' name we pray. Can stand up and put them on the boxes as we listen to the choir ministration.